Sometimes we have to decide what is most important to us. Welcome to Chinese Star Tales, 亮晶晶中文.
Fun stories and songs for the young.
And young at heart. Our show is brought to you by me, Yan Mama, and my kindergartner daughter Jingjing, with advice from Grandma, 外婆, who was a Chinese literature teacher. We know the struggle to learn Chinese while surrounded by English speakers, so we choose relatable content for bright and easily bored little ones. Let's help you keep Chinese alive in your heart.
你好,我是晶晶。你好,我是严妈妈。
Isn't this dinner delicious?
Yep.
You want to just have one more carrot?
Too many carrots. I've already eaten 11.
Whoa, is there such a thing as too many carrots?
Yes!
Well, I guess we'll see because today's story is called
Too Many Carrots.
太多胡萝卜,也可以叫红萝卜.
By Katie Hudson. Rabbit loved carrots. He collected them wherever he went.
他走到哪里就收集到哪里.
Rabbit was proud of his collection and burrowed it away in his cozy hole. But Rabbit had a problem. A big problem.
有非常严重的问题.
He couldn't sleep. His cozy hole was too crowded to live in. I need a place to sleep, Rabbit said to Tortoise.
You could share my house, Tortoise offered.
It looks very cozy and snug.
Rabbit was trying to stuff carrots in there too. Maybe it's a little too snug for two, suggested Tortoise.
Not at all, said Rabbit. Uh-oh. Oh dear! Ouch! Ah!
They rolled down the hill and the tortoise shell cracked.
Oh dear. Well, perhaps we can stay in Bird's Nest. My nest is quite small, Rabbit, said Bird. I'm sure we will all fit. Rabbit hauled all his carrots up the tree.
Whoa! Groaned the tortoise and bird as the branch wobbled and swayed. 小鸟与乌龟惊叫出声，因为树枝又摇又晃.
And snapped. Crash! I'm so sorry, bird. Now three of us don't have a place to sleep, said Rabbit. You can sleep in my house, offered Squirrel. Oh, thank you, Squirrel. How kind of you. I don't think we can fit any more carrots, Rabbit. Just a few more, Rabbit replied.
Uh-oh, whimpered Tortoise, Bird, and Squirrel.
Creak! Crack! Crash!
The squirrel's treehouse split apart.
Now four of us don't have anywhere to sleep, grumbled Squirrel.
You can sleep at my house, said Beaver. It has plenty of space.
空间很大.
Great! I can bring even more carrots, Rabbit said with a smile.
But with all your carrots, we can't fit inside, said Beaver, a bit bewildered.
Just then, the rain started. Tortoise shivered. Bird whimpered. Squirrel squeaked.
乌龟冷得到发抖，小鸟抽身哭泣， 松鼠吱吱叫个不停。
And Beaver heard a terrible rumble as his house collapsed.
Oh no! My house! Yelled Beaver.
Oh no, my carrots, cried Rabbit. Crash! Everything kept falling because of all of Rabbit's carrots. The friends groaned as they swept up into the riverbank. Rabbit felt terrible. His friends were cold, tired, and homeless, and it was all his fault. Even worse, Rabbit still had all his carrots and his house. That's when he realized there was only one thing to do. Share everything with his friends. After all, carrots weren't for collecting, they were for sharing.
朋友们一起分享。
And sharing made everything better. Now they all have a place to sleep. The end. 故事完毕。
Rabbit seemed to think his carrots were more important than his friends. Then he figured it out. Sometimes you have to help your friends too, especially if they're already trying to help you.
Mom, can I please have no more carrots?
Oh, but I make carrots taste so good. Friends, what are your favorite kind of carrots? Do you like them
cooked or not cooked? I like them not cooked.
Maybe with some dressing.
Yeah, maybe. But still, I've had enough carrots.
Visit us at ChineseStarTales.com and leave a voice message with any comments, ideas, and suggestions. You can also email hi@ChineseStarTales.com.
Don't forget to rate us on your podcast app.
And kindly leave us a review. Please also share the podcast with a friend today. This helps us to reach new listeners and continue the show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more stories and songs to help you enjoy Chinese.